It's Wednesday, the 11th of June, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is episode 10 of App Talk, my daily podcast, which I'm producing throughout June for the Audiomo Challenge. I'm recording a podcast a day for 30 days, and each day I'm talking about a different app that I particularly love, mostly from the point of view of a parent. Today's app that I've chosen is one of my all-time favourites, and it's an app called TimeHop. The developer name is also TimeHop, and it's available on the iOS platform and the Android platform. As far as iOS is concerned, it's an iPhone app, but it will run on the iPad in compatibility mode. That basically means if you search for it from an iPad, you will have to remember to, in the search criteria, once you've done the search, click on the drop down where it says iPad only and choose iPhone only. And when you install it, it will start off taking a very small amount of the screen, and you'll have a little 2x button that you can press to stretch it up to full screen size. It's a free app, completely free on both platforms. And what is it? Well, what TimeHop does is it prepares a personalized this day in history for you each day. You can connect it to as many of your social media accounts as you like. So it knows about Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Foursquare. And what it will then do is it will then go back through your history on each of those social media accounts and pluck out what you were doing this day a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, as far as it can go back. And it will then present you one sort of scrollable list of what you were doing this day in those dates. You can even set it up so that it considers photos on your Dropbox, photos on your camera phone, if your phone's got a camera. And you can also install some software on your desktop that means it will look at your photos that are stored on your desktop as well. So you can have it go quite a long way back. And you'll discover all sorts of photos that you had forgotten all about. Once you're looking at your list of what you were doing in history, you can then, if you want to, choose to share any of those memories. And again, you can share to Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, mail a link, text a link, or even just copy the link if you want to post it somewhere else instead. What do I love about this app? I love each day just going in and doing a quick scroll through of what I have been doing in the past. As a parent, I find this particularly lovely because I can go back through and see my kids when they were much smaller and think about how much they've grown. But it would work for anybody as well. It's a really good way of going back and reliving memories and saying, oh, goodness me, a year ago we were on holiday, or 5 years ago we bought our house, or whatever it was. You'll be reminded of all those little things that you may otherwise have forgotten about. And I particularly like having it connected to my photos stored on my computer's hard disk, because mine now quite regularly goes back 7 years, and I can see back at all sorts of things that I completely forgot that I was doing so long ago. Is there anything I think could be better? Not a lot, to be fair. I mean, the only bit of feedback I have, I suppose, is that it's clear that the app is still being actively developed. There are updates and they change things. So sometimes the layout of the way it works will change, and sometimes they change the functionality of some of the buttons. What I will say, all credit to the developer, they do appear to be listening to their user base. There was an update that went in recently which limited the number of different memories you could share during a day down to just one. And they put in a whole timeline view within the app rather than trying to encourage you to share within the app rather than to share things out to Facebook and Twitter and stuff. It's clear that wasn't very popular because they reversed it all out. They took it all away again. And then they emailed out a little survey questionnaire asking people what kind of functionality they were looking for. So although that I'm putting that in my what could be done better section, it's actually a really positive thing for the developer, because I think it shows they're listening to their user base and they're trying to make a really good app for everybody. So yeah, that's TimeHop. I'm not going to give parental advice on this one because it isn't really a kids app. Obviously, it connects to social media side of things, and there is social media sharing and that sort of thing. So it's definitely, I'm recommending this to the parents who are listening rather than to the kids today. But as I've said before, I absolutely adore this app. I love going back and reliving memories. I suppose the other potential downside is that people might have memories they don't want to relive, and you can't kind of selectively choose to not see something. So if you're going to go back and look at the past, you're going to see everything. And I know, you know, there are some people who have some painful memories who might not want to go back and revisit them. So that's a potential downside as well. But if you do want to be reminded of things that you were doing in the past, this is a brilliant app. Highly recommended. Really good. I get lots of pleasure out of it. So hopefully you will too. All the information that I give out within this podcast is as correct as I can get it at the time of recording. But please remember that stuff changes on the App Store all the time. And the apps that I talk about may not remain the same price and may not have the same functionality. So please check details before you actually make any purchase, because I'd hate you to be misinformed. You can find all the episodes of App Talk. They're available at audioboo.fm/geekmummy. And they are also reproduced on my blog at www.geekmummy.com. And over there, you'll find some written notes and links to all the apps as well. So I try to enhance them a little bit over there. Thank you very much for listening. I will be back talking to you again about a new app tomorrow.